invoking the inner friend. Let your body relax. Through just suggestion to relax, bringing your mind to any areas that are tense. Just suggesting again for your body to relax. And to relax more deeply. And as you let your body relax, let your mind, yourself, totally pervade your body so you are completely embodied. You feel your own being, your own presence, completely filling your body. As your body continues to relax, shift your consciousness, your focus, to the sensations of the whole body. Feeling the whole body. Feel the process of relaxation. Pleasurable sensation as the body relaxes. And now, gently, shift your focus to your own presence, your own being, the one that's indwelling the body. Now with that shared focus of you just abiding as your own presence, as the one who's indwelling. Notice your body. Relaxing. So that you're aware of your own presence. Simultaneously aware of the relaxing body. Letting the body continue to relax in your own presence. Letting the perception of the body remain naturally as it does. Shift your focus to your own being. Just being with yourself, notice the breathing of the body without interfering. You can ride the breath, the ingoing and outgoing breath. breath, the breathing take place without any willful operation on your part, just letting the breathing take place naturally. Use your breath as a japa mantra. The ingoing breath, breathing into your own presence. And the outgoing breath, breathing out from your own presence. Continue to follow your breath into your own being. And exhale. That breathing japa continues. See if you can differentiate the silent, non-breathing presence of yourself in which the breathing is taking place. Continue to do the japa, breathing in into your being, exhaling away from your being. Gentle focus on your own presence. Between the inhale and the exhale, and the exhale and the inhale, take a pause, inhale, pause, exhale, pause, just as though you're doing the japa. giving space between the ingoing and outgoing breath. Keep a gentle focus on your own presence. As your silent, non-breathing presence becomes more dominant, the self in which the breath is taking place, you can for times let the focus on the breath drop off. Let the mind really just absorb itself into you. So it is your being that really fills the mind. Just let yourself completely relax. If there's any thoughts or feelings or emotions going through the mind, I welcome them. Noticing your own presence, your own changeless, silent being. Yourself. Unchanged, untouched by the thoughts or perceptions of your mind, of your sense organs, of your breath, of your body. engagement in the world, the thoughts in your mind, the emotions in your mind, your interactions with others, never cover your own presence. Nididhyasana helps you to recognize that fact. It breaks what we call viparita bhavana, that natural inclination to totally identify or lose myself in my perceptions or my emotions, to where there's no viveka, no discrimination, no recognition. Mind loses its recognition of my own being. Let the aham, the I, label me, the Atma. Always bring the I, the aham, back to me. Aham Brahmasmi, aham I, asmi am Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi, bring the aham back to me. Let the ahankara, the I notion, I'm going to the store, I'm thinking, I'm happy, I'm sad, the ahankara, let the ahankara be mithya. Let the aham be me. And just for a minute, 1 minute, we'll just sit, just being myself, just being me. The mind, not the emotions, not the body, not all of these objectified experiences. Just be me. Shanti, Shanti.